This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Talk about faithfulness today. Next week, we'll probably finish on faithfulness and talk about integrity, because these are two subjects that go hand in hand. And not only as men, but as women of God, and even children to a point, God looks to us to walk in faithfulness and to be men and women and children of even integrity. Okay? Faithfulness and integrity. Very important subjects today that we need to review as we go into this message. To give you a little foundation, I want to share with you or explain to you a little bit. When we talk about this subject, you may say, well, what does it mean to be faithful to God? What does it mean, Pastor Rich? How can I do it? How can I be faithful? What does God expect of me when you say we're to be faithful? Well, I think I first need to give you some definitions of what faithful means, okay? And I didn't make these up. These came out of the dictionary, okay? They're very good definitions. The word faithful means to be strict or thorough in the performance of duty. So when you think about faithful, it has some duty that you're going to do. It says you are to be true to one's word or promise. When you're faithful, you are true to what you say. Okay? You're a man, you're a woman of your word. Anybody agree with me today? Okay? We've kind of lost that. Years ago, your word meant everything. Years ago, you didn't have to sign a contract, right? If you said, this is what I'll do, and the other party said, this will be my part, you shook your hands, you agreed on it, and you did it. Amen? Nowadays, people don't keep their word. So you got to have what? A legal contract, a binding contract, so that if somebody doesn't do their part, you can take them to the court and sue them. Amen? But that's not what faithful is. Faithful is you are a woman, you are a man of your word. What you say you're going to do, you're going to do. Amen. What you speak is a promise, you fulfill it. Okay? And as Christians, we need to be faithful like that. Amen. It says here, you are to be steady. That's another important word as a Christian. Steady in allegiance or affection. You need to be, this is good, reliable. Oh, hallelujah. You need to be trusted, my God. Believed. Full of faith. Hallelujah. Faithful means you got a lot of faith. Faithful, full of faith, right? Because of your faith, that means you do stuff, all right? Oh, hallelujah. It says you're believing. Now, the word faithfulness, what is that? Bring forth. The word faithfulness talks about being true, devoted, hallelujah, staunch, we don't hear that word too much, faithful, constant. The word loyal comes to pass when you think about faithful. Loyal implies long, continued, and steadfast fidelity to whatever one is bound to by a pledge, oh God, a duty or an obligation. That's what faithful means or loyal means. Praise God. We need to be this way. Constant suggests firmness and steadfastness in attachment. Here's another one. Loyal implies unswerving allegiance to a person, an organization, a cause, or an idea. That's what faithful means. Amen. You're committed. You're devoted to something. In our case, we're committed. We're devoted to Christ. Can I get a witness here today? Amen. This is how we need to be, not only as men, but as women of God. And even children, as they're learning and growing, can be faithful to God in their own way. Praise God. This is important today. I want to talk to you a little bit about divine faithfulness, okay? Because you need to understand how God is faithful, how Jesus is faithful, and because of that, we in turn are to be his children and follow him. Okay? Jesus told the disciples, he said, you know what? I act like my Father in heaven. What you see in me is because that's how my Father is. Amen? Anybody relate to that today? Growing up, you probably acted like your mom and dad. Okay? I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. We won't go there, right? But you follow the example. Amen? I got you to laugh. That's a good thing. Praise God. Because this is going to get pretty deep. You follow the example. Amen? Well, we're to follow our Heavenly Father's example. Jesus' example. Amen? So we want to talk a little bit about divine faithfulness. What does that mean today? It means God is faithful. Amen? Not only is He faithful, He's also just. He's also true. He's also holy today. He's also loving. I can go on and on and on. Why? Because that's the character of God. Amen? That is the characteristics of God. But the one I want to really hone in on today is that He's faithful. Amen. You can count on Him. Praise God. You can count on the Word. What He spoke to us in the Word, it will happen today, church. Amen. You can count on it. It's reliable. God is reliable. Let me give you a couple scriptures. I'm only going to give a few of what I gave yesterday because it was a lot, like Carlos said. That's why I gave my hand out. I said, just listen to me. Don't follow me. Listen. And they did. Praise God. In Deuteronomy 7:9, it says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them. Now you need to hear this. That love Him and that keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Today, our God is what? The faithful God. Amen. He's the God who what? Keeps covenant. Amen. When you came to Christ, you said, Lord, I'm going to make a covenant with You. Amen. I'm going to serve You all the days of my life. Because You gave Your Son to die for me. I want to follow You now because You show me You love me. You make covenant. When you get married, you make a covenant with your spouse. Ooh, it got real quiet here. You make an agreement. Praise God, right? You say, yes, I'm going to marry you. Praise God. I'm going to love you and I'm going to take care of you, what, in sickness and in death. Amen. It's an agreement. It's a covenant when you sign those papers and you say, yes, I'm going to marry so-and-so. It's a covenant, praise God. That's the kind of covenant we have with God. And you know what? He is faithful to His covenant, but He's faithful to the ones that what? Love Him and keep His commandments. We got to follow His covenant today. One more scripture here. In Psalm 143:1, it says, hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to my supplications. How? In thy faithfulness. Answer me, and in thy righteousness. Today, church, you can know when you pray, God in His what? Faithfulness is going to hear you. No one's excited about that. Praise God. Sometimes when you talk to your friend, they're not going to listen. Sometimes even when you talk to your spouse, they may not pay attention. But God in His faithfulness will hear you. Amen. Because He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. David said, I can look to You, Lord. You're faithful. Amen. So today we need to understand, first of all, that we need to be faithful because He's faithful. Okay? Our Father is faithful. But what about Jesus? He's the same way. Amen. Jesus is also faithful because He comes from God. Amen. I'm going to read you a couple scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says this, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. God has been faithful to call you in this kingdom. And this is Jesus now. Jesus was faithful to call you and reach you. Amen. You should be thankful that He's faithful, the one that called you. His name is Jesus. In 2 Thessalonians 3:3 it says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Who? Jesus. He's the faithful one. He's the faithful Lord. And what is He going to do? He's going to establish you and keep you from evil as long as you let Him lead you and guide you today. So we got faithful God, faithful Daddy God, our Father God, and we got faithful Jesus, our Master and our Lord. We have a great example today of a God who is faithful, amen, who doesn't teeter-totter, is not in one day and out. He's God all the time, amen. His character cannot change. It will not change. We need to be the same way. Hallelujah. So, today, we talk about walking. Walking in what? Faithfulness and integrity. You say, Pastor Rich, I have a problem with that. I'm not faithful all the time. Well, if you're following your God, you're following Jesus, you can be faithful like Him. But you got to follow the leader. Amen? Don't follow the world, because if you do, you'll never be faithful. You won't even show up. Amen. You got to be faithful because you got an example here today. Divine faithfulness has been given to us today. He gave us the example. So I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 20, verse 6 and 7. This was my main text that God gave me for the men. But it's for all of us, praise God. In Proverbs 20, verse 6 and verse 7, I said, Lord, what do you want me to teach the men about? There's a lot of things. And He said, here it is. Okay. In Proverbs 20, and 6 and 7, and the point here is God is saying, where can I find a faithful man? Praise God. But let me reverse that also a little and say, where can I find a faithful woman? Hallelujah. Some of you ought to say, right here, Pastor Rich. That's me. Not cocky, not being proud, but say, that's me. I want to be faithful. I'm trying to be faithful, Pastor Rich. God knows my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Let's look at the scripture. It says in verse 6, most men, and that implies men and women, let me just make that clear, says most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But look at this. But a faithful man, who can find? Where is he? Are you hiding out there? He says, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. So today, you know what? I believe, for the most part, we're all probably good people here. Okay? That's what he says. You know, most men will say, or most women, I'm a good person. I said that about myself even before I came a Christian. I was a good person, but I still was going to hell. Amen. How many of you know that it's not, you don't go to heaven because you're a good person today? Some religions got it all messed up. So I think God will give us that much, that most of us are probably just good people. But that's not enough. He says, you may be good, but where's the faithful one though? Where is he? I'm looking for him. Amen. In the book of Luke, we're not going to go there, but it says, when I come back, when Jesus comes back, he said, will I find faith on the earth? Wow. Yes, he will. Hopefully it's us. Amen. So he's saying, where? Where is those faithful men and women? I need them. The kingdom needs them. The world is depending on them to be faithful. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Then he says, the just man walks in his integrity. So for us to be just today, we must have integrity in our lives. Amen. It's not a maybe today, church. Same thing with faithfulness. We can't be come see, come saw. Amen. God will not bless that. Amen. Because it's not who He is. We need to be like Him today. Amen. So, who are the good examples of faithful men? I'm going to give you two examples of two people that we can look in the Scriptures who were faithful. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 4:17, it says this, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, or Timothy. Amen. Listen to what Paul says about him. Who is my beloved son. Amen. And faithful in the Lord. Hallelujah. Who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Paul said, you know what? Timothy. He was faithful. Amen. I mentored him. This is my beloved son in the faith. Who? Timothy. Amen. You can count on Timothy. Timothy was mentored and became a pastor. Amen. Because he was faithful. Paul said, I counted on Timothy. He didn't let me down. Amen. A faithful man. Oh, how important it is. Because it's those types of people who are going to accomplish things for God. And we need that so much in the last days. We need faithful men and faithful women to be there for the kingdom's sake. Amen. So we can see Timothy and say, oh, he was faithful to the Lord. And because he was faithful to God, he was a man of his word. People counted on him. He was reliable. Amen. How about us today? Another example who is my favorite after Jesus. Amen. You know, Jesus is our favorite today because he is the greatest example of anything we ever want to be or be like or do. But after Jesus, to me, I think it's Paul, the apostle. What a great man of God. Amen. And look at what he says in 2 Timothy 4:7. These were his words. This was at the end of his road when he was getting ready to meet Jesus. He says this. I hope one day we can say this. He said, I have fought a good fight. He says, I have finished my course and I have kept the faith. I mean, what a statement that he could make. He says, you know what? I was in a fight. Today, no, you're in a spiritual fight. I'm sure the devil tried to fight you from coming to church today. If he could, he'd make sure you got into an argument with somebody in your family. He'll do anything, try to make your car break down, right? Have problems in your house. Have a leak break out in your house. Anything, right? We're in a spiritual fight that shows up in the natural. But Paul said, and if anybody was fighting and had problems, it was Paul. Can I get a witness? He went through it all. But he said, you know what? I fought a good fight. And then I like what he says. And this needs to be our mentality as a Christian and as a church, as the body of Christ. He says, I finished my course. I didn't go halfway and quit. I didn't go two-thirds of the way and say, that's it, I give up. No, he says, I finished. Hallelujah. Any finishers in the house? Paul was a long endurance runner for the Lord. Amen. And he says, I finished and I kept the faith. Amen. Meaning, I never lost my faith. Praise God. My faith is what kept me and helped me to fight the good fight and to finish the course or finish the plan that God had for my life. Amen. I'm so thankful he finished. Aren't you? Because he did, we have all this in front of us, the New Testament. So many of the books are from Paul, the epistles of Paul. Amen. Because he was a faithful man. Amen. What an example for me and you today. And I could go into others, but I'm not going to today. Amen. So far, I'm holding up with my voice. Praise God. Because he's faithful. Amen. So, I want to get into the meat of this message today on faithfulness. Now, I kind of set you a little bit of a foundation, but I talked a lot yesterday about the rewards. Somebody say rewards today. The rewards, and then the other side is the expectations of faithfulness. Okay? How many believe and know today that when we are faithful to God and to our fellow man, amen, God gives us blessings? Nobody. Anybody ever received blessings because you did what God told you to do? Because you were what? Faithful to Him, to the call on your life, right? There's blessings, there's benefits that come on our life when we're faithful. That's not why we do it, but it comes with it. Amen. But there's also a lot of expectations. And you're going to understand that a little bit more today. Let me read you a couple scriptures about this. Proverbs 28:20. You should know this verse. It says this, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Oh, hallelujah. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Here he's talking about riches, but really the blessings here are all kinds of blessings. It says if you're a faithful man or you're a faithful woman today, God will make sure that you're okay. He will bless you. Anybody agree with me today? He will take care of you. Amen. He will meet your needs. But there's people who want to get rich quick. Even in the kingdom, I hate to say it. That's all that they want. It's all about riches and finances and possessions and what can I get? And you know what? What this scripture is saying is in the Amplified that you want to get rich at any cost, whatever it takes. That's a worldly mentality today. Amen? People today will do whatever it takes so they can get what they want. If it means running over you, they'll do it. But God says, the faithful ones, hallelujah, those who are faithful in their walk with me, I will bless them abundantly. Amen. In abundance. Abundanza. Amen. For those Italians here. Abundanza. Amen. Means a lot. Means unlimited today. It doesn't mean you may be a millionaire or be one of the richest people in the world, but you don't need to be. Praise God. Let me tell you something today. As long as you have the Lord, you're rich today. Hallelujah. If you have Jesus, you are blessed today beyond measure. That's forever. Praise God. All these earthly things one day will go away. They will decay. Right? He says here, the faithful one will be blessed. Amen. Another verse that is important. I want you to look at this verse. Praise God. I know they'll have it up front here too. But in 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 and 2, these are some powerful verses here that we need to grab a hold of today when we talk about faithfulness. Okay? In 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2, it says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. Now here he's talking to the ministers, but it relates to me and you today too. It says, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Today, church, you need to know that God is looking to you as a steward. Amen. You are a trustee of the gospel. You have been entrusted with the good news of Jesus. Can I get an amen? God is saying, what are you going to do with what I've entrusted you with? How are you going to take care of what I've given to you? Because you are a steward of this. You didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. I gave it to you. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful God gives us things. Amen. The best thing He ever gave us, of course, was Jesus. So He says, I'm making you a steward. All right. Now look at verse 2. It says, moreover, it is required. It's not a maybe. It's not if I feel like it or not. He says, it is a requirement in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. Oh, hallelujah. If today you're a steward of the things of God, and all of us are, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a teacher, right? You don't have to be on the council. You don't have to be a praise singer. Just you as a Christian. God has made us what? A steward of good things. Amen. And what He says here, if you're a steward, then you got to be faithful to what has been given to you. Amen. Don't waste it today. Amen. And on that same note, because here He's talking about the gospel, but I want you to relate this to other things too. That, you know what, God has gifted us today. He's given every one of us a gift. Some of us, two gifts. Some of us, five gifts. Some of us are multi-gifted today, and God has gifted you and made you a steward of those gifts, those talents, and those abilities. Amen. But God is saying, now that you got them, what are you doing with them? Are you faithful in using those gifts? Amen. What are you doing with them today? God says it's required that what I give you, you take care of it. Praise God. Amen. You know, I used the example yesterday with the guys. I used different examples, but In baseball, they have players, okay? And, you know, there's average players, but then there's players who are really the superstars. And in baseball, they're called the five-tool player because they can do it all right? They can hit, they can run, they can catch, they can hit with power. They have average. You know, anybody who follows baseball, you'll know more what I'm talking about. But he's well-gifted, multi-gifted, superstar-like, okay? I believe today some of us in here are like that. Some of you have a lot of gifts, but you've been afraid to just let them come out. Not everybody is multi-gifted, but most of us have, I think, even more than one gift. But at the very least today, church, every one of you here has at least one gift. At least. Amen. And God is saying, I'm requiring you to be faithful with that gift. Amen. Even young people, teenagers, children are gifted. Amen. How many have ever seen young children sing with a beautiful voice? Right? At a young age, they've been gifted. And they what? Should use that gift, right? Hallelujah. Some of you have been gifted to be business owners. Amen? And if you don't use that, you're wasting that gift. Amen? God says, those who are stewards have to be faithful. You're held accountable for what God gives you. Amen? It's really important today that we understand this. Faithful in the Amplified Bible says this, proving himself worthy of trust. I can be trusted, Pastor Rich. What God has given me, I'm going to use it for the kingdom of God. Amen. God, you can trust me. Praise God. I used this example yesterday that every church has either a treasurer or a treasury department. Amen. And how many know we would have a problem today if we can't trust the Treasury Department with our finances? Amen? And I'm so blessed that we have, part of our council, we have three people involved in the Treasury. Amen? Because it's smart to work that way. It's a good thing to have more than one because they work together. And you know what? They keep each other accountable. And there's safety in that. There's wisdom in that. And you know what? We have a very honest team in our treasury department. Amen. Some churches have problems with that. We don't have a problem. Every penny is accounted for. And I mean every penny. Okay? That's a blessing. You need to be able to be trusted with whatever God gives you. That's what we're talking about here. That's what? Walking in faithfulness today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to another section here in Luke. Let's look at Luke. Amen. Luke, the physician. In Luke 16. Luke 16, we're going to read verses 10 to 12. Amen. Hallelujah. This is all under what? The rewards and expectations of faithfulness. Hallelujah. I thank God. There's rewards. Amen. They are there as we're faithful. Praise God. These verses are going to hit us right between the eyes. Amen. They're principles here. Okay? I hope we're practicing these principles. If not, today's a new day. We can begin to implement these principles in a greater way. Verse 10 says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. So, let me read the whole thing. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So today, you know what? God will give you something small to begin with. And if you're faithful in that little, you know what? More than likely, you will be faithful that in more. Praise God. But it starts with the little. Amen. It starts in what it may be least. But if you can be faithful in least, God says you'll be faithful in much. Amen. It's a principle today. But if you're not faithful in the little, you definitely will not be faithful in much. Okay? How are you today? How am I today? Can God give us a lot? Praise God. You know, I look at our council team, and they have been given much responsibility. Sometimes I know how they feel, a little bit overbearing, because we have so many of us, really it's about a good solid 8 of us that do the majority of what happens here. Okay? Not that others don't are not involved and help out, but these 8, you know, and it's the same way in all churches. 20% of the church does, you know, the work of 80%. All right? It's always the inner core that does what needs to be done so the church can operate. And it doesn't matter if it's a big church or a little church. It's the same everywhere, okay? But it says here, can we be trusted with a little, okay? And I need to say it. Our team, our council team, they've been trusted with a little and then more and more, and they've been faithful, praise God. Because they want to be a doer. Amen. They want to serve here. You know, you can't be faithful if you don't have a servant's heart. Amen. If you don't love people and you don't care, you won't be faithful. But he says here it's a principle. This is being a steward of what God gives you. Let's go on. It says, if ye therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Wow. What does that mean here? The unrighteous mammon here represents deceitful riches, money, and possessions. So let me ask you today, church, have you been faithful with the money that God gives you? Do you waste it or do you use it right? Amen? What about your possessions, your home or your apartment or your cars? Are you a good steward of those possessions? Or do you let them go to waste and rot? God says, I've given you these things, now you need to take care of them. Amen? So even in the things of the world that are part of what we need, all right, God says, you know, have you been faithful in those things? If you have not been faithful in those things, how will then I commit to your trust the true riches? Right? The true riches, the spiritual riches, amen, the real riches. If you don't handle the earthly things, how can you handle the heavenly things today, amen? It's a principle. If you're faithful in this, you'll be faithful in that, praise God. Now, he goes a step further here. Let's look at it. Verse 12, he says, and if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? So, to make you understand that a little bit more is, just think about it. When you go work for somebody, Don just got a new job. Praise God. Amen. What a testimony. Now, as she goes and works for this new employer, you know what? As she is faithful in what she's asked to do, you know what? Even though she doesn't own the company, she's going to go there and do her best, right? And God is watching that. Amen. She don't own the company. She don't get any profit from what the company makes. But because she goes there and she treats it like her own company, she's going to be faithful. She's going to do the best she can. And in turn, God will get glory from what she does. Amen? So he's saying here, when I see one of my children do that for somebody else, I know then I can give them their own. Praise God. God will give you your own company if you take care of somebody else's company. Oh, it's quiet in here today. You got to get this, church. Amen. Whatever you do with that God's given you, you know what? He'll promote it. Amen. It's like with me. I used the example of myself yesterday. I said, my company that I work for, as a manager, they have entrusted me with over $1 million of premium that I take care of for them every year. That's a big responsibility. Over $1 million I have to supervise. Okay? That's being entrusted. Amen. I need to what? Be faithful with what the company's given me. Amen. It's important, right? So if you can be trusted and faithful in what you don't own, get ready. Stuff's coming your way because you're proving yourself. Amen. It's important today, being faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you might say, Pastor Rich, I want to be used of God. And I'll say, that's great. So if you do, are you involved in any way at all today? Amen. Whatever you're doing for God, do it the best you can. Amen. If you're an usher today, be the best usher you can be for Jesus. Amen. And you know what? Get ready. Promotion will come if you want it. Praise God. Right? You got to want it. Amen. I shared that when I got saved, it's almost going to be 29 years. Next month will be 29 years. It's hard to believe. 29 years have gone serving God. But when I got saved, I had such a hunger for God. And I went to the pastor. I was newly saved. I said, Pastor, I want to teach. And the pastor was a good guy. He was a great guy. He says, I can appreciate that, Rich. But you know what? What are you going to teach? You don't know anything yet. You just got saved. This is what he told me. He says, Rich, be faithful. Come to church and come to Sunday school every week for 6 months. And if you do that, I'll put you in a class to be a teacher. I said, you got a deal. Praise God. So those 6 months went by. I was faithful. I never missed church because I was hungry for God. You know how it is when you get saved, you're on fire. Amen? So after 6 months, the pastor said, you know what? You've been faithful. I'm going to make you a teacher of the little ones in a Sunday school. At 6 months, probably still didn't know a whole lot. But I had a good heart, and I was hungry. And you know what? I read my Bible, and they gave me my guide. And you know what? I taught those little ones like the best I could. Amen? That was being faithful in the least. Okay? From that point, I eventually went to an older class of kids. You know, kept getting promoted, right? Eventually became like the youth pastor. Amen? And then from that point, they said, you know what, Rich? It's time for you to teach the adult class. I said, oh, man. It's like I'm going to be the pastor of the adult class. Ooh, this is awesome. We had an awesome time, right? And then eventually the pastor said, didn't happen overnight, took some years, I think it was 10 years I served under him. He says, you know what, church, it's time to ordain Rich as a minister. Because why? He was faithful. Amen. I ain't no special person, but was faithful. God says, I'll promote you. Amen. Do you want to be promoted today, church? Hallelujah. God is waiting. He's waiting. He's just saying, who can I find that's faithful? Amen. We got a bunch of them in here today. I know that. But some of you need to come out of your comfort zone some more. Say, what can I do? I want to be faithful in something. Okay? Every one of us have been gifted to do something today. Because of time's sake, we'll go on with this next week. Next week, we're going to go into the parable of the talents, okay? And if you want to do your homework, I'll tell you what we're going to read so you can study. In Matthew 25, read the parable of the talents, okay? I'll just give you a little preview to whet your appetite. There was three men that were given talents, okay? A talent was like $1,000. One was given five talents or 5,000. Another was given two talents or 2,000. And one was given one talent, which was 1,000. And the Lord of these people said, I want you to go and take care of this money for me. That's what we're going to talk about next week. Let's see what they did. Okay? And let's see how the Lord of those people reacted when they came back. That relates to me and you today. Those talents. It's not just about money. It's about the talents you have, all right? The gifts that you have, the abilities that you have. What are we doing with them? Praise God. Let's stand today. Amen. Somebody receive something today. Hallelujah. You can tell I'm excited, man. This weekend was exciting. I'm not coming down from this high for a while. All right, because if we grab a hold of this, like I told the man, I told you today, if you will catch on to this today, your life will never, hear me, be the same. It may be basic, but it's so foundational in your life if you can understand how important it is to be faithful and to walk in integrity. Amen. Lord, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for your church, oh God, for all the people who are here today, God. I ask, Lord, that as we talk about faithfulness and integrity for 2 weeks, Lord, Lord, this would be our heartbeat, God. We'd have a passion to serve you with all our might, all our strength, Lord, all our soul. We would be committed and devoted to you and being what you've called us to be, men and women of faithfulness and integrity, God. Even young people and children, Lord. God, let that be our passion today. That, Lord, one day you could say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, Lord. Father, help us, Lord, here at Oriel, God. Lord, we may not be many yet, but, Lord, as we're faithful, the many are coming, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, to continue to walk in what you've called us to walk, Lord. Bless each one here. Bless each family, Lord. Bless the visitors who have come today, Lord. Bless the young children that are here, God, that, Lord, they have received and will come back to receive more from you next time we open the doors, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor today for blessing this service today. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. If you want prayer, come up and I'll pray for you. Otherwise, greet somebody before you go. Enjoy the day today. In Jesus' name, amen.